Hello and welcome to another episode of Mysteriously Jointed. I am your host, Seals Jones, the owner and creator of Mysteriously Jointed. I want to thank you for listening, whoever you are, whoever you're with, and whatever you're doing. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. I want to talk about Ash Friendly and the struggle and moving forward what we're doing so you can get a good update of the impact that Ash Friendly is having on me and the world and what we're doing with it. And the struggle is still real. We are still right here. We are all ready to go, but can't move. We've been like this for months. All of our meetings are set up, all of our small business meetings, all of our state business meetings, all our national government meetings are all set up. We're ready to go. We have conventions, we're ready to go. I'm ready to go with just everything, man. And I'm just waiting on my team. And sometimes you gotta wait on your team. Nothing has really changed. Nothing's really gone on. We're just designing, working on it. Demo's coming out next week. And then, boom, I think the Android app comes out the beginning of May. And then the Apple one comes through a little bit further after that. So that's how it's gonna. So as you're listening in all the apps, the Android will always come out first, and then the Apple version will come out next. Just because, like, the Androids, we put everything in, make sure it's right, and then we transverse all over the data to the Apple, and then the Apple runs the same way as the Android. So that's how that's going to work. So I'm not worried about it. Excuse me, I'm not worried about anything. I didn't, in the past, I felt like I was being scammed just because the people that I hired, because you never know when. You're like, hey, I'm going to hire this person. I'm going to hire that this person. If they're going to work, they're going to show up. They're going to work. They're going to do whatever. Are you going to work? I don't know. And so with just a lot of different things in my life that I just like could happen, couldn't happen. But I'm pretty sure that I had to like let go a couple people here, rehire some more people to get the work done. And now we're like on track. So for a little while, I was just like still scared about being like viewed as a loser and just like just a complete just failure, like I always am to other people. But the thing about that is that people who are like me take more risk and have more self-esteem and confidence by taking the risk and being there, being my own person. More people follow me, people listen to me, more people like lead. So I may have failed in like moving company, may have failed in other business ventures I've done. But I wasn't a failure in the fashion, and I'm not going to be a failure in making my apps. And so those are the two, like, but like to make that absorbent amount of money and be kind of like liquid and fluid. Yeah. Like, you know, it's going to be the apps, and the apps are going to hit when they're ready. But still, I'm looked upon as like a loser because they didn't come out on a certain date. Other people, like I've lost a lot of contacts because like, oh, well, you promised this. I know, but like it's business. Some things take a while and people just don't understand that. And so this kind of goes into what happened to me last night. And when I look back at my life and I look back at things that I've done and challenges that I've overcome and this and that, like, it's awesome. And I don't have any regrets. I don't have any, like, I have paid for all my mistakes in my life. I have paid for everything here on this earth. I have taken my time. I've kicked everyone out of my life who was just poison or rotten or tried to, like, ruin me in any possible way. And they are out. And I don't care about the money they owe me or anything. They're just out of my life. And when I talk to someone, like I talked to someone last night, and I'm saying to myself, wow, you're pretty smart and intelligent. Wow, you've done all this. And I have. And the story goes last night, the gentleman is opening up a winery or a wine store in Gastonia. And I'm like, cool. Now, this is a guy who's never failed, has buku money. And those people always just get like, or a lot of people are jealous of them. So someone dies, you get a lot of money, you own 3 houses, you're so wealthy because you're a family, and that's cool. Good for them. But they don't have to work, they don't have to struggle, they don't have to do anything. And that sounds like a boring life. Where you just wake up, I went to college, I went to school, and I'm just here, and I'm getting all these awards, I'm doing this, I'm traveling, I'm doing all these boards, I'm ceremonies, cool. But there's no one's going to follow you. No one's going to stand behind you. If you opened up a business, didn't have the money, who's going to follow you? Nobody, because you're not a leader. Because you don't struggle. people can't relate to you. I'm relatable. And so I'm talking to this gentleman, and he's like, he's so worried about everything. He's like, oh, I'm worried about this. I'm like, what are you worried about, man? You have buku dollars. You can keep chucking money at this till you die, and it still will, whether it's successful or not, it's your baby. And he's like, what if I get bad reviews? Who cares? You're not in it for the reviews. You're in it for your lifestyle. You want to do something with your life because you got an area of physiology. And I don't know, who told you to get into the wine business? I said, it's like, it's the hardest business. It's restaurants are the hardest business in the world to run because everyone's stealing from you. From the busser, to the cook, to the chef, to the employees, to the staff, to the other staff, through all the customers coming, all stealing from you. It's hard. And he doesn't want to look at the failure. It's like, well, if you set it up right, you set it up correctly, and you do the steps, and you do everything basic, and you start with things that are small, you'll be fine. It's when you get over your head and you start dragging, that's when you lose it, and then you can't handle anything because you're so... because you're so big so fast, because you're only one man. And he looked at me, he's like, yeah, man, you're right. I was like, yeah. It's like, step by step, slow place it, slowly put together your menu. Putting together a menu is not hard, just slowly put steps together. Same with the wine, I said. Slow steps, have a variety of a little bit of everything, but not like focus on one thing, so that way people can come in and they can try different things and this and that. And keep in mind, I told them that service is the primary thing going to drive your business. Because you can offer shitty food and have a shitty cook and a shitty, but you cannot have shitty service. People will never come back if you have shitty service. And that's just the way it is. And so showing that and teaching him that and supporting him, telling him that we're going to come whenever you open, man, we'll be there. And it was nice. It was good to reflect and to see. And so when just like me, if you failed and you listen to this over and over again in your life, you still have a good story to tell. People are still going to want your opinion because you've been in the many fights, you've been in the many battles. So don't give it up on yourself, and don't quit, because if you quit, then it's over. And you go back to doing whatever you're doing, bagging groceries or picking up litter or just doing nothing. That's your choice. So now on the bright side of things, like I said, everything is coming out. Everything's coming out May 1st. The convention I have is May 3rd for the disability. My staff will be with me. I have a new person coming on. She's going to do an interview later in the week. Ashwell will be with me. And Joel will be with me on May 3rd. Then on July 26th, we have another national convention up in Wilmington. And then that everything... everyone in the whole country is going to be there for the disabled anniversary when they made laws passing that, like for ADA back in 1990, everything had to be accessible. Everyone had to like be, with bars on the walls, with this and that, everything, so everyone can enjoy whatever you're doing. And lastly, everything's paid. Everything I put into my money in this is paid. So my investment, everything I get back now is just straight cash. And that's good to invest into my staff. That's good to be invested into my other apps that I'm coming out with. Because once Ash Friendly hits, then I have another 5 to 7 more coming right out. Bang, 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 in a row. Then I should have 10 by the end of summer. And so I'm being all set up for all my other apps coming out, which is going to be like the homeless app, the food truck app, the fashion app, or just some other ones. And then we're doing a couple other ones that are with some other people that they gave up on the idea, and I bought it and took it, and we're just going to run with it because it's almost all ready to go. So it's just all these like little beautiful steps. So Ash Friendly will be coming out in the beginning of May, and it's going to start to change and revolutionize how we do things, how we focus, where we go, and it is just magical. And I've been working so hard to get this far. And I want to thank everyone who I've been talking to lately. Thank all the people that got me this far. My family, my friends, people I no longer see. You helped me get here. So if you are just someone who we fell out of place and or you don't like me, know that you helped me to get here. And I thank you for that. Well, that's about it, folks. It's been about 10 minutes. I want to thank everyone, as always, for listening to my podcast and listening to Ramble. And I'll leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself and the environment a little bit more every day, we can continue to make this world a better place. Thank you very much and have a great night.